The poll shows 59% of respondents support the death penalty, while only 38% oppose it. But when the same poll asked people which punishment was more appropriate for first-degree murder, the death penalty or life without parole, more than half chose life without parole. Sachin Cheda of the group No Death Penalty Wisconsin says that shows most people in Wisconsin don't really want the legislature to bring back the death penalty.
I think it goes to show that if you ask an honest question, you get an honest answer. We think if there's an open and honest conversation in the state of Wisconsin about the best way to spend taxpayers' money, to keep citizens safe, and to make sure that we're protecting the innocent, that the conclusion will be life without parole.
But Republican State Senator Alan Lassay, who sponsored the referendum bill, sees it differently. He says death penalty opponents are trying to confuse the issue by not telling the public that the death penalty would not apply to all murders.
It's very misleading not to tell the public that the death penalty would only be used in those extremely heinous, vicious, brutal types of murders. And I think those cry out for a more severe punishment other than life in prison. And that's the issue, that's the question that people need to understand.
Lassay says if that message gets through to the public, support for the death penalty will rise. Still, he acknowledges that passing a death penalty bill will not be easy, no matter which way the referendum goes.
We probably won't see the death penalty reinstated here for quite some time. And if Jim Doyle gets reelected, he would veto the bill anyway. And so a lot depends on that race as well.
Lassay says he's still hopeful that if the referendum passes by a wide enough margin, even legislators who oppose it will have to pay attention to the wishes of their constituents. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.